Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. And we have a beautiful autumn day today, Wednesday, November 5th, 2014. And today we're going to talk about how toxic chemicals age your body and what you can do to stay young. You know, I don't know if you've seen my pictures. I don't know how old you think I am, but everybody tells me that I look younger than I actually am. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am today, but I can guarantee to you I am much older than my picture looks. And people just are guessing all the time how old I am. And I'm actually pretty old. And I mean, you can figure this out because last Saturday, November 1st, I celebrated 30 years of having my books continuously in print. So if I've been writing books and having them published for 30 years, then I didn't start when I was 6 years old. But I think that I look so young because I've been away from so many toxic chemicals so much. I mean, obviously it's impossible to stay away from 100% of them in today's world. But there's so many things that you can do to remove them from your home and your workplace and your body. And when you do that, then you're not suffering from the damaging effects that we're going to be talking about. So my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's on every other Wednesday. So she was on 2 weeks ago, and she'll be on again 2 weeks from now. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. In fact, she helps people get off of prescription drugs and uses medicinal plants and other natural substances in place of drugs in order to handle physical problems. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here, too. So we're kind of in this pattern of starting off your shows with me telling how well I'm doing from working with you and having you give me various supplements to do various things. And so we talked before, I think last week we were talking about weight loss, and I was talking about my weight loss of 14 pounds since I've been working with you. And but the thing that's happened in the last 2 weeks that has been really astounding to me is that I actually have so much energy that I want to exercise. I want to exercise.
That is just so great.
It is, because I've spent most of my life not exercising because it's just been, oh, I have to drag my body out of the chair or I get short of breath or something like that. And so I have this little rebounder. I've had it for a couple of years, and I know that jumping on a rebounder is really good for you. But knowing that something's good for you and actually doing it are two different things. And so when I started out, I could bounce maybe 10 bounces. I mean, that's how out of shape that I was. And so then I got up to 100, and then a couple of weeks ago I got up to 150. And this week I've been doing sets of 200 bounces, and I've been doing that two or three times a day.
That is great.
Yes. Yes, so this is a huge progress.
I'm just so very, very happy for you. You deserve it.
I am too.
Your health is just utmost important.
It is, because you really, if you don't have health, you're not going to be able to do anything else in the world. So actually, we're talking about aging. As my body is getting older, I am getting stronger and healthier and more able. And so aging doesn't have to be deteriorating. It can be restoring. Let's start out just by talking about toxic chemicals and how they damage your body.
Okay, so there's different categories of things that can be damaging to the body. We know heavy metals, lead and mercury and nickel, these things can accumulate in the body because they really don't leave. The body doesn't have a really good process for eliminating it. What actually helps eliminate heavy metals pretty effectively is saunas, believe it or not, because saunas...
Yes.
Most of these heavy metals are stored under the skin, and they can come out in the sweat. So we know that that's a very good way to remove that type of body burden, so to speak. But we also know that the chemicals, the pesticides, have to be fat-soluble to stay in the body. So I'll explain what that means. So from a chemistry standpoint, something that's water-soluble, if you're in contact with this chemical and it's water-soluble, it is going to go into the urine and leave the body. But that normally there really aren't water-soluble chemicals that accumulate in the body, so those aren't the ones we really concern ourselves with. When you think about a pesticide, The reason why it's fat soluble is because, think about it, when they spray a field, you don't, how do these bugs die? Okay? You don't see bugs that are burst apart, right? That doesn't happen. They find them dead, and how they die is in the central nervous system. So these mm-hmm. bugs are neurological toxins to these different insects, and they have affinity to do that. That's why they're also neurological toxins for us. So somebody that's maybe sprays pesticides for a living will be at higher risk for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, any of these neurological disorders. So people need to kind of phrase these things in their mind as knowing, like, what are we trying to get rid of? Metals are easily removed from the body anew, which is the homeopathic mm-hmm. detox that I use. That can work into the central nervous system in the brain, too, so that if someone ate a lot of fish at one time, that can remove mercury. But it's important to say we want to remove fat-soluble chemicals. And to do that, the body has to undergo moving the pesticides out of the fat into the bloodstream and changing them in the liver to make them more water-soluble. So it's important to note that that's how these things kill bugs, and they also accumulate in us.
Yes. So then what do you do?
I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know if people really think of it that way.
Well, actually, I think of it that way because I wrote several pages exactly on that process in my book, Toxic Free. But I had to research that, and I had to have a friend of mine who's a doctor explain it to me. You explained it really, really well. And so but I only know this because I've been studying toxicology for 30 years. So the average
correct.
Person
I mean, you're an expert in the field, and so you would know that. But the person listening, they might right. not have had it presented to them in that manner to understand how it works. And I hope that kind of clarifies the different levels of the things we're trying to remove out of the body.
Yes, and you explained that very well, because the heavy metals have to be removed in a different way than how the pesticides need to be removed, and even fluoride needs to be removed in a different way. And this is what I'm finding out as I'm researching the whole subject of detox, is that you have to know what it is that you're wanting to remove from the body in order to remove it. To just, you know, drink a green smoothie doesn't necessarily remove what you want to remove. And that's why we need to be so careful about this when we're actually doing it. Tell us about free radicals and how that the toxic chemicals, that damage that occurs with toxic chemicals.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Great question. So free radicals, basically what that is, and we're going to talk a little bit about antioxidants coming up, but free radicals are basically an unpaired electron, okay? So it's an unpaired electron, and it's allowing damage to take place. So what can free radicals do in the body? If you don't have antioxidants, whether you're getting them from food or from supplements, sometimes I like to say you get from both, okay? Mm-hmm. What they do is it can damage blood vessels and vasculature and allow for plaque and hardening of the arteries, and also atherosclerotic disease. So they can work specifically on the arteries, but also on the internal organs, the liver, the kidneys. And a good example of antioxidant, of free radicals that are damaging, is macular degeneration. When these
yes.
free radicals are damaging the eye, and people start having issues where they start losing their sight as they get to be elderly.
Right. So I also read about free radicals in Toxic Free. Actually, anybody who's interested in how toxic chemicals affect your body and what the detox process is, there's a really clear explanation in my book. And if you just get my book, Toxic Free, but I'm going to explain something about free radicals, because this is how I thought of it really easily. And what free radicals are is that they're a natural byproduct of energy production. So our body is producing free radicals. And what they are is they're molecules, but they don't have, they're unpaired on their outer shells. And
right.
so it's like if you were a single person, you'd be like an unpaired electron. And you're looking to mate up
That's
with
exactly
a,
right.
another
That's
exactly electron.
Right. Unpaired electron.
Yeah. And so instead of
right.
mating.
That's exactly right. And so that's.
But what happens is that instead of mating with another single electron, they go steal husbands and wives from other marriages, and they destroy those marriages.
Ah, I like your analogy.
Isn't that great?
I like that. No, I really like that. That's simplistic, because, I mean, really, I'm sure most people in their mind don't know how to picture an electron.
Right.
So
right. But that's exactly the function that's happening. We need to go to break. So we're going to talk about this when we come back. More about antioxidants and free radicals and unpaired electrons. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld, and we're talking about how toxic chemicals age your body and what you can do to stay young. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And there's actually a word for it. It's pharmacognosist. And I always like to mention this pharmacognosy because it means the study of medicinal plants. But the word root itself is pharma, which is drug, and cogna, which is to intelligence. And so these are plants are drugs with intelligence. And I really like that because nature has its own intelligence and it gets transferred through the plants into our bodies. And then that intelligence helps heal us. Yes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Good. All right. So let's go back to antioxidants and free radicals. All right, so then the free radicals, when they mate up with husbands and wives instead of another single electron, then there's damage. it just destroys that. And so then what happens with the antioxidants?
Okay, so the antioxidants go and they stop this process. Okay, they're basically donating electrons. Okay, so what's important that there's different levels. Like we think of vitamin E and vitamin C, and those are very strong antioxidants. Vitamin C is the water-soluble antioxidant, so that goes to the blood and to the tissues that have water affinity. And vitamin E is the fat-soluble antioxidant, so that goes to the brain, to the cellular membranes, things like that. The problem with free radicals is that they are not taken care of, okay, and neutralized, so to speak. You end up with damage to tissue. So antioxidants are really an important way to circumvent that. So, like, the vitamin C and E are really good. I did some searches in the Library of Medicine because I have some particular favorite antioxidants that I like. I like resveratrol quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And resveratrol has anti-cancer activity. It decreases your lipids, your circulating lipids, so, like, your cholesterol, your triglycerides. And its anti-aging effects are really great because it encompasses anti-aging properties in the inside of the body. But it also stops hyperpigmentation and aging on the skin, which I thought was really interesting. So it works inside and outside, and really that's what we're all kind of concerned about, right? We want to look young, but we also want to feel young, too.
Right, right.
So this has high affinity for the plasma membrane.
What is resveratrol? What plant does that come from? How does that get made?
Resveratrol, it was originally located in red wine, and that's why it's kind of like the going joke. You need to drink lots of red wine, you're getting your resveratrol, but you'd have to be drinking quite a bit, which probably wouldn't be good either, you know, if you're intoxicated walking around all day. So I mean, and we do find these components in wine, but it's to a very small extent. So the capsules are relatively inexpensive, and they work really, really well, and they're well tolerated. There's also some data, and I think this is quite interesting, that this has really high penetration into the brain. And they have some studies that they've shown with mice that they made one group, they make them both alcoholic mice, okay? That's the particular mouse that they breed. And then they made sure that these mice had cognitive impairment as a result of it. They couldn't find their way around the maze. And then they gave the one group a placebo, and the other group they gave resveratrol. And within a month, the resveratrol group actually overcame their cognitive decline and could run the maze like Mighty Mouse.
Wow.
So we know that it really does help to change tissue in the brain, too, in a favorable sense. So, I mean, there's tons of different antioxidants, and I can go through lots of different ones, but resveratrol might be the one you want to try because it does prevent the aging of the skin, which that's been shown to be statistically significant, especially the hyperpigmentation and the sunspots that you get, and then also the internal organs. And the circulating lipids and the anti-cancer and the anti-heart attack capacity that it entails as well is really important.
That's really good.
I would tell you, too, green tea. Yeah, that's good. Green tea is excellent as well. Green tea contains epigallic catechins, over 300 of them. And I would tell people not just drinking the green tea, because when you do a green tea tea bag, you're only doing the water-soluble components of the plant, right? So drinking green tea is great for you, but I prefer to tell people to actually consume the capsules, because when you consume the capsules, you're getting all the tea. You're not just getting the water-soluble components, but you're getting the fat-soluble components. And remember, fat-soluble is where all the problems are. So you want something that's going to target into these membranes and these tissues. And the anti-cancer effect, especially for breast cancer with green tea, it's highly efficacious. So I would tell people that green tea capsules, and not only that too, you get the added benefit. Green tea capsules are great for weight. Weight loss, I should be more specific. So I know I do that when I exercise in the morning. I take 4 small green tea capsules just before I start working out with my detox bottle, because that way I really helps to burn a lot more fat. And there's studies have shown that the increase in fat burning is quite significant. So those now, two supplements are something that most people should really be taking.
That sounds good to me. I actually take a green tea extract. So would the fat soluble things be in the extract, or should I switch to capsules?
That's a very good question. So yeah, if it's an extract that's in glycerin or in alcohol, yes, it would. Because glycerin and alcohol, especially alcohol, maybe more so, extracts those components out. When you do a water-soluble extract, would be basically the hot water over the tea bag, you are still getting components, but you're not getting all the epigallic catechins that are in there, because you really want to have the 300 different components that are in there. An extract would have that. I like just taking the capsules, which is pretty easy because they're tiny little capsules. And I have, right. The good part about it is that I don't do real well with caffeine, and the capsules, and I think you should notice, like for your extract, they don't make you jittery.
It doesn't make me jittery at all. It's not like, I mean,
right.
Whereas
if you gave me a cup of coffee, I don't tolerate it very well.
I don't tolerate coffee well either. Even just a cup of coffee in the morning. I only drink it like if I'm in a different time zone and I have to be awake. But I used to drink.
That's the way I approach it. I don't have coffee in my house, but if I'm working as a pharmacist and I'm filling prescriptions and it's late in the afternoon, I take maybe a few sips. Just, I'm probably getting 2 milligrams, just something just to make sure that I'm, you know, not getting tired. This is really good. The two of us are like on parallel lives.
We are.
We are. Caffeine. Yeah, exactly. And green tea is a great way to get those components. So resveratrol and green tea. I want to mention too, just eating vegetables in your salad, because if you have vegetables that have all these different colors, if you put olive oil on them, you're going to absorb all of these flavonoids and polyphenols directly out of the vegetables, and that's why you're eating food in the first place, to nourish the body.
Let's talk more about that
supplements
after the break.
Aside, yes,
we need to go to break, so we'll talk more about that when we come back.
Okay, very good.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. And we're talking about how to stay young, even in a toxic world that causes damage and aging to your body. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants and other natural substances instead of prescription drugs. And Pamela, we haven't given your phone number yet. Pamela will talk to you on the phone for free about whatever your physical condition is that you're concerned about and make some recommendations. So tell us more about what you do and what your phone number is.
Yes, very good. So my background is clinical pharmacy, but also, of course, pharmacognosy, which we discussed. I have a pharmacy here in Clearwater, Florida, that I do natural products. So I'm a natural product pharmacist, technically. We do homeopathic medicine, full service of vitamins, and I can even look at your blood work. I can tell you what's going on in your body, not necessarily what's, you know, normal range or out of range. And we can customize a program for you if you want to get off of particular medications. I do specialize even in mental health. So it's all encompassing, and I also do veterinary homeopathy for dogs and cats. So if there's a particular ailment that your favorite friend in the house is suffering from, I would be most happy to help you with that. So my number here at the pharmacy is 727-442-4955. And I would be really honored to help any of you that might have some issues about the medications you're on or avoiding medicine. Everything we do here is all-encompassing, and we keep a chart for you, and all services are complimentary. So that's basically the gist of it.
Yes, and she's extremely effective. She's here in Clearwater, Florida, where I live, and I found out about her and started having her on the show and started working with her myself because I was hearing from so many people how well they were doing after visiting Pamela, and even my medical doctor. When I told him that Pamela was giving me some things to help some of the things that have been long-term conditions for me, he said, just do what she tells you to do. And so she's very, very, very highly.
Yeah,
she's very highly regarded here.
I teach this. So I've done this a long time, and I'd be very glad to answer any questions someone might have about the supplements they're taking, the medicines they're taking. I know both very well, and this is something that I can help you with tremendously.
Yeah, she really can. And another thing I just want to add about what she does is that she's looking at supplements from the viewpoint of a pharmacist. And so, like, the dose that you're taking and what you're taking it with all are intertwined with how effective it is, instead of just going and, like, saying, looking at the shelf in the natural food store and saying, well, what should I take, or reading an article. Have someone who really knows what they're doing help you choose what your supplements are. And it really makes a difference. It really does, because then you'll be spending your money on something that's really working. You know, when I first went to Pamela, one of the first things that she said was, she looked at my blood work and she said, you know, whatever it is you've been doing, you haven't been making progress for the past 8 years. And then she gave me some things to take, and yes, I made progress in 2 weeks. So that's the difference. And so if you have something that you've been struggling with, please, please, please call her, because she will, she's helped so many people. Anyway, give your phone number again, and we'll go back to talking about antioxidants.
Yes, thank you. So the number here at my pharmacy is 727-442-4955. And I'd be very honored to help any of you with any of your issues or questions or problems that you might have.
Yes, call her. Anyway, so antioxidants, we were talking about food before the break, and you were telling us that we should eat salad and put olive oil on it so that we get, explain about why the olive oil.
Right. So fat on these vegetables, and it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be, you know, half a teaspoon even. When you have fat on the vegetables, what it does is it allows to carry these components, which are fat-soluble, and that's what you want, these antioxidants, because we were saying that the areas that are most susceptible in your body are the ones that have cellular membranes, and that is made of fat. So the fatty acids. So what we want to do is we want to have this peak in the bloodstream be very high. So a lot of these people that are dieting and eating lots of salad, but they're not having olive oil with it, they're not getting the peaks in the bloodstream, and that explains why people, when they go on extreme diets where they're just switching up, just eating lots of salads to try and lose weight, if they're just putting vinegar on their salads, they start losing hair. And the reason why, it's not just the idea with the low calories, that they're not absorbing anything. That's the real problem.
Yes.
By not absorbing things, it's causing these particular types of problems. So the vegetables are very important, but also, too, the supplements. And I was talking about the resveratrol and the green tea. I want to mention kind of an honorable mention of curcumin, which is turmeric. And turmeric is really interesting. Before the show, I did a study. I mean, I did a Medline search in the Library of Medicine to see some of the different studies. And turmeric, actually, we know it protects against heart disease and cancer. It reduces incidence of type 2 diabetes, but its antioxidant effects are extremely effective for protecting against neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. It has high affinity for the brain. And as a result of that, if you're really concerned about cognitive decline, this would probably be something that you would really want to take.
Well, I was going to ask,
macular degeneration, which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting. I think I should take it. I've been considering taking that just recently. And I wanted to ask you, so you just probably give it to people in capsules.
Correct. You can cook with it, but it just doesn't quite give the peaks in the bloodstream, because you're not getting the same amount. And I would also tell you that this one is particularly sensitive to needing fat present at the meal to have it absorbed. So if you're having an apple for breakfast, this is not going to be absorbed. I tell my clients, when I put them on curcumin, which is also extremely effective for arthritis and for pain, you can use curcumin many times even in place of narcotics for people that have severe back pain or rheumatism, because it works like a COX-2 inhibitor which is like Celebrex. It works exactly the same. It blocks the chemical signals. So it, but you're also getting the effects of the brain.
Okay, so what you need, fat, if you're going to take turmeric, you need to take it with fat. So like if you were eating Indian
you
food that had
fat.
A lot
otherwise
of...
it won't absorb.
Yeah, if you were eating Indian food that has a lot of turmeric in it, you would also be having the fat from the food. But you need to make sure if you're going to take a capsule that you're taking it with some fat.
That's very important because I see people that have tried turmeric for pain or for usually most people take it for rheumatism, and they're like, well, that didn't work. And then I bring it to the fact that that's why it's important like that we people call me and I tell them, if you eat this particular food with this particular supplement, you're going to get the full, 99% of the dose into the bloodstream. And we can target different supplements and different foods to deliver these things in a more effective manner. And that's what's really important, understanding the physiology of your body and the chemistry of your food and making these things all work together in harmony, right? Because a lot of people, they're not thinking of it in that sense.
Well, not only are they not thinking of it.
So why spend the money if it's not going to work?
You're the first person in 30 years of study on this subject that I've ever heard say this, but it makes so much sense. And you're trained because you're bringing a different viewpoint to it. I think that you have your whole pharmacy background and that you're looking at all these interactions, and it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. I'm so interested in this. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about antioxidants and other things that you can do to help stay youthful in a toxic world that is constantly aging your body. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Gadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. We're talking about aging, antioxidants, toxic chemicals, and what we can do to have more antioxidants in our body. So what do you think about chocolate as an antioxidant?
I think chocolate, it is showing very convincingly in the data that chocolate has strong antioxidant activity. But what I would say is that, unfortunately, the majority of the chocolate we see is combined with a lot of sugar and fat. I personally like regular chocolate like everybody does, but you know what I've tried to do, and I can do this a great deal of the time. Have you ever tried cocoa nibs?
Yes, I have.
It's chocolate pieces.
One of the things that I found about is it actually does taste like chocolate, but it has a real kick to it in terms of it seems to have more of a caffeine kind of kick than more like coffee than eating regular chocolate. Somehow eating a chocolate bar maybe doesn't have as much chocolate in it because it's got all that other stuff in it. But the cocoa nibs, they're really good. I like cocoa nibs. What I like to do is I like to take cocoa powder and then mix it with whatever I want to mix it with. And one of the things that I like to mix it with is I just mix it like with grass-fed cream and put whatever natural sweetener I want to put in it and make like a little fudge. And it just is.
That's
I just
a great
mix it up.
Idea.
Yeah, like one serving at a time. Like I'll take a teaspoon, a heaping teaspoon of cocoa, and then I'll just put a little bit of, say, coconut sugar or honey or whatever, and then put in the cream and just make like a little paste. And it's delicious. It's delicious, and you can mix it with nuts or put, mint extract or orange extract or whatever you want in there. That's what I do when I want chocolate.
That's very smart. I mean, a lot of times if I want to make a little fudge, I'll mix cocoa powder with a little bit of agave and almond butter. And then
that
you can roll into little balls and you put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you
can be creative, but there's lots of different ways you can do that. So, yeah, I think that the antioxidant activity in cocoa is hard to deny. It's there, and it's really life's about enjoyment. The cocoa is good for you. We're not saying you sit there and eat the whole bag of fun-sized Snickers, even though I was handing out candy Halloween, and I had to bring it to the hospital to get it out of my house because I'm like, I didn't want to have that stuff sitting around.
I know.
But it's like, that's so funny. Everyone brings their candy someplace else thinking that the other people eat it. But yeah, the antioxidant activity in chocolate is definitely there, and we know that it has high affinity for fat and water soluble areas of the body. So that's very important. I was going to mention too about, we're talking about anti-aging, exercise. What does the data show about exercise?
Oh, good. Tell us.
And we know that the studies show, and this is very interesting, this just recently came out, that they took people that never exercised Okay, and these people were an average age of 65. They never worked out before, and they took a punch biopsy of the skin on their derriere. So that's an area that normally doesn't see the sun, and so will have the least aging effects as far as underneath the microscope is the rest of the body. And then they put these people on exercise routines, and they had them exercising for 45 minutes four times a week. And after 3 weeks of this particular study, they went and resampled their skin, and their skin in that time period from the exercise, and they don't know if it's the sweating or the exercise, actually looked like a younger person's skin.
Wow.
So the anti-aging effects of exercise are really important, especially on the skin. The sweating process and also the capillary dilation during exercise allows more, this is my theory, allows more of the nutrients and the antioxidants that are present in your body to go to the cellular membranes and be much more effective. So it's kind of upregulating the area.
You know,
the white blood cells have a transient increase during exercise. So these cells that were normally kind of hanging onto the side of the blood vessel, because your heart rate goes up, they're kicked off. And so if you took someone's sample of their CBC and looked at their white blood cells prior to exercise and then right after exercise, you get this transient increase. And that's why people that work out quite a bit don't get sick.
Hmm. Well, I was going to say that my theory about why your skin looks better when you exercise is because it's when you sweat, you're removing toxic chemicals from your body, and so there's less free radical damage. And I've also noticed that at times when I drink a lot more water, like if you go on vacation and you're hot and sweating in some other climate where you aren't usually, I notice that my skin just looks clearer and softer, and so I drink about 3 quarts of water a day, which I think is more than most people drink. But I'm just sitting at my desk and I just drink pure water. I think that makes a huge difference.
Well, it does. The water, you have to realize your body is mostly water. Okay, so
yes.
It's basically when it comes down to it, your carbon and your all these electrolytes, sodium, potassium, and you have hydrogen. You know, basically your body is a chemistry stew, and what's holding it all together is water.
Mm-hmm.
So your skin, of course, when it's hydrated, it's going to make a huge difference as far as the way it looks. And this, believe it or not, even from people going out in the sun and sun tanning, just being hydrated makes a huge difference in the texture of the skin, regardless of whether the person had sunscreen on or not. So, because dehydration sets in, and it's really common that this can happen. So I would tell people that you want to really push fluids and also try and find room for exercise in during the week, whatever you can do. I think that the best time to work out is in the morning because it kind of sets the tone for the day and gets your metabolism up. But some people do much better in the evening. It just depends if that affects your sleep or not. I would also say, too, there's another supplement that I'm interested in, collagen. If you take collagen or hyaluronic acid, that can work for the joints if you have arthritis. But collagen also, of course, you know, builds up the collagen under the skin. You can take oral collagen. It's pretty inexpensive. I use a drink here at the pharmacy that I take myself, and it kind of tastes like orange. And you put it in the water, and it brings you into a peak in the bloodstream really fast. But you can take it in capsules, too. And collagen, so what it's going to do, it's going to help the skin look much more youthful, because collagen is the kind of like the, I want to say the scaffolding under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Holds it up, makes you look youthful. And
mm-hmm.
you can take it in a supplement, and what you can find, though, too, is that collagen has high affinity for the joints. So a lot of people, as you get older, you start having mild arthritis in your joints. It reverses that. So that's an easy, inexpensive way to get the anti-aging effects, but at the same time also be working on the joints, because rheumatism tends to set in as people get older. So those are some really good things, too. I'm not sure, what are you using on your skin right now?
What am I using on my skin? I don't use a particular skin product. I've tried a number of different ones. I mean, people are always sending me skin products because that's a big thing in the natural products industry is natural skin products.
Correct.
And so I've tried a lot of them, but I just basically wash my face with, filtered water from my shower and just various kinds of soap. And it's, wait, I know that I probably that shouldn't
your skin
do
looks
that.
Really good. Your face looks great.
No, thank you. Okay, so Pamela, really wait. I want to ask you a question. How old do you think I am? I think you don't know my age. I think you don't know my age, right?
I have no idea how old you are. I mean,
how
I don't
old
know.
Do you think I look? How old do you think I
late
look?
Late 40s? I have no idea.
Okay. That's what people think. I'm older than that. I'm older than that. But see,
no, you look really good. And you know, too, and all kidding aside, because people can't see you, you know, we're talking on the radio, but the difference since you've been doing the body anew and the few things that I put you on, your skin and your body has transformed quite a bit. I mean, you look pretty before, but I mean, now you really glow when I see your face. And that's,
thank you.
You can tell that things are just starting to fall into place.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. And you guys, should you see Pamela's, you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and see Pamela's picture. But she really is. I want to look like Pamela because she just radiates health more than anybody I've ever met. I mean, you cannot look at her and not say that she's not the healthiest person in the room. She looks healthy in a way that I've never seen anybody look healthy, and I'm going to look that way too. So there.
Absolutely. That's the only way to be. No, I get stopped in the grocery store. They're like, you look really healthy. And I'm like, I do, because I am. Please call me. I'd love to help you too. So it's all encompassing. Let me tell you, your health is your wealth, and you really want to take care of your body. You only have one body. And taking some of these simple supplements we were talking about, whether it's resveratrol, green tea, salads with olive oil, maybe some turmeric, some curcumin, vitamin C and E. Of course, you know, getting enough sleep. We've talked about this before. Sleep and exercise are very important. All these things that you do, these body habits, affect aging in a subtle ways, but very significant as well. And these are things that we can easily do. This isn't really too difficult. Even if you have to take the stairs when you're at, you know, at work, little bits of exercise here and there make a huge difference in you know, the heart disease, cancer, and also the way the skin appears. And that study showing these people exercising change their skin to a younger person just from a few weeks. It's really a testament that exercise is not just for the physical health, but the skin health and the mental health as well.
Well, you know, I want to say that I have this rebounder I mentioned, and it only cost me like $40, and I just have it in the corner of the room. And I just, it takes me, what, a minute or two to do 200 bounces. And so I can just like take a little break from my desk and do the 200 bounces and come back. It's not even time consuming. Anybody can do this. And we've only got 20 seconds left. So give your phone number again.
Yes. So if you can call me here at my pharmacy, the number here is 727-442-4955. I would be very glad to help you and your family with any questions you might have.
Great. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and be well.